We get the hour underway by welcoming to the program, well, a multi-talented fellow. You've seen him everywhere, television shows like Oz, Miami Vice, his own show, Bill Boggs' Corner Table on the Food Network. He's the author of books like Got What It Takes, At First Sight, and the brand new book, which is just terrific, The Adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog. Bill Boggs joins us this afternoon. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Rich, thank you very much. And thank you, Carrie. I appreciate you using the adjective terrific my book.
It is. It's wonderful.
I love adjectives like that.
The other thing is this. For anybody, I mean, is there a person, is there a celebrity anywhere in this planet, Bill, that you have not interviewed?
I never interviewed you.
Well, you've made it this far.
If it happened, absolutely. How are you two doing? How's the show going today? On a scale of 1 to 10, how's your show today?
I would say, I don't want to boast. I would say it's a solid 6, maybe a 7. But you know, with you here, it's rising through the ranks. We're getting up into 8, 9 territory. The more you talk,
well, let me tell you something. By the time this segment's over, hopefully we're going to be boosting it to a 7, 5, or an 8. Want to get up there? Okay. You got my friend Jimmy Webb, whom I have interviewed, coming on tomorrow, and we got to, you know, he's got to compete with what I'm doing here.
Well, Jimmy's
I'm in Palm Beach, and I saw you do have Jimmy Webb tomorrow.
We sure do. Yeah, Jimmy's great. He's been on with us a bunch of times.
Good man. Very. Give him my regards.
We will. Well,
so what should we talk about here?
Well, I want to talk about the book.
Yeah,
the book is wonderful. Now, I had no idea. The book is The Adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog. I began the book, I don't want to say skeptical, but I thought, well, I'll read it. We'll see what it's like. I always read the books. I don't want to talk to somebody if I haven't read the book. And I got pulled in immediately to the story of this wonderful English bull terrier. But I think what pulled me in for good was his affection for Cher's leg.
That's it. As he says, every time I see her on TV, I just want to lick those thighs. That's exactly what the Wonder Dog says. There's no question about that. The book is a satire. Let me ask you a question. Did you laugh out loud?
Many times I laughed out loud, yes.
But you probably had a lot of comedians on the show. I began my career in comedy writing and had a real big success in the late 80s with a show called Comedy Tonight that only features stand-up comedians. We actually launched a lot of careers then. And you know how, like, for example, Dave Chappelle or Seinfeld, they're going to do a big special for HBO or something. They will go to small comedy clubs and work out their material. They're not just going to, you know, write it. George Carlin was famous for testing. So after this is satire. This is absurdist humor, and it is like an entire book of 285 pages of comedy writing. Okay. After I did the first draft, took me over a year, I tested it on 10 people, meaning I asked 10 people to do me the favor of reading it. I will take you to the restaurant of your choice. I'll give you 3 months. That's a lot of time. I'm not looking for praise. I'm looking for objective criticism in terms of what you think. So by the time this process was over, it was 4 months later, and each person, 10 people, said the same thing. We laughed out loud, funny, Bill, and that's when I knew I had something. Until I heard that, it's between you and the page and what you as the writer think is funny. So this is a TV host like me. That's what I've been most of my career. The guy's name is Bud. He is an English Bull Terrier. I had one in North Carolina. It was a big hit on the show down there. Before I came to New York for my big break, Spike the Wonder Dog in North Carolina got killed by a drunken driver. It was horrible. And I love that dog. He was a natural clown. Anyway, all these years later, I thought, what if Spike hadn't gotten killed? And he came to New York in today's world, not back then, and became a huge TV and internet social media star. And I started writing it, and the process of writing it within a half hour, the voice of this dog somehow I had transmogrified the dog that I love into this crazy, funny voice in my head that I had never spoken in or ever written in before. And that's what the writer will say when I found the voice of the character.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well,
Thank you very much. Spike's
voice is so unique and so original, and is perhaps the most keen observer of the human condition that you'll find these days.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. He does observe human foibles pretty well. For example, Marie Osmond is like this. They'll say something and then laugh at what they say, like maybe ha ha like that. There's a whole send up on the book with one character who just says a simple sentence and then laughs, and all of a sudden you realize, oh yeah, people are like that. It's like Seinfeldian observational comedy. Or two women meet on the street, and they're coming down the street. They haven't seen each other for a while. And the one says, oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's you. Oh, my God. What are you doing here? Oh, my God. We have to get together. But they are together. And they walk away thinking, whoa, good, I didn't spend so much time with her. But he calls them the oh, my God women. Well, there's a whole bunch of crazy. The book is called The Adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog, as told to Bill Boggs. The dog told me the story, and we've gotten wonderful advanced reviews. One of my favorite lines comes from Winston Groom, whose movie, Forrest Gump, the big novel,
right. Says,
Bill Boggs and his friend, Spike the Wonder Dog, unleash comedic wizardry in this madcap, highly entertaining, satirical novel. Spike is the newest canine literary hero to take on the world with hilarious results. So there are a lot of dog books out there. The critics are telling me that Spike the Wonder Dog is the funniest dog book ever written. I don't know why. But if you like dogs and you like to laugh, and God knows, short of a vaccine, laughter is the best medicine.
No question
short
about
of a vaccine,
that.
The best thing you can do is laugh and have some fun.
Well, and obviously you know the TV industry very well, and that comes through.
I do.
One of my favorite moments in the book is when Bud gets an opportunity to be the host of what I think would be the biggest hit reality show of all time. It's so close to being real.
Right.
I'd live with goats to be on TV.
That's right. I live with goats to be on TV. Now, this is an example of Spike, of the book taking reality shows and just sending it up, like that's an English term, as satire. I Live with Goats to be on TV is challenges the family. They have to live for a week with six Caribbean roadside goats. You know those goats you see with you? They're just not no normal goats. They're the ones you see in the Caribbean that are always attached to a pole
right. As
you're driving through your resort. The family has to live with the six goats. The goats cannot be allowed outside for the entire week. And the host of the show has to go in there twice a day to see what's happening. So Bud's boss says, I hope you have a gas mask. Why? If the average goat produces 22 pounds of manure a day. And Bud says, how do you know this? And he says, well, you learn many things with a good liberal arts education. But so he says, well, what do you win? And he says, nothing.
You get to be on TV.
Yeah. And imagine, Bud says, imagine the endorsement. Shovels, for example. I'm glad you picked up on that. You're the first person who's asked me about
that. Oh, I love that. I was also very happy to see a friend of our show make an appearance, Chris Matthews.
Well, Chris, I like Chris Matthews very much. He and I are both from the same neighborhood in Northeast Philadelphia. We're both proud to say we were inducted into the Northeast Philadelphia Hall of Fame. We're proud Philadelphians. Chris Matthews was one of my favorite television commentators. Jane, my beloved girlfriend Jane, my long-suffering girlfriend Jane and I, we lived together for 10 years. She's still suffering. the two of us would watch Chris every night. I miss him. I miss his commentary. Did you get to the part in the book where he's overjoyed because new evidence indicates, that's right, new evidence indicates that they've discovered the DNA of Tip O'Neill and he may be cloned. And then Chris Matthews is vibrating with joy because that's his old boss, Tip O'Neill.
Yes, that was one of my many laugh-out-loud moments. Another came when a comedy legend appeared, one we thought was gone.
Well, yeah. I don't want to talk too much about Andy Kaufman. You know, I knew Andy Kaufman very well. Andy Kaufman was a really unusually shy guy, a performance artist who of great renown, as we know, who died because of a strange cancer at a young age. Well, it so happens that he's not really dead. He faked his death, and he's going to reappear at some point in the future. But right now, he's writing a wrestling column under the name of George Wagner, which is the gorgeous George. You know, he loved wrestling. But the whole setting where we find him is at the Dead Celebrities hologram show in Las Vegas, which is a show which actually could exist.
Oh, that's what makes it so funny. Yes.
Yeah. It's an interactive show with celebrities where you can go up and talk to the whole Rat Pack. They're at dinner. There at dinner is Marilyn Monroe and Frank and Sammy and Peter Lawford and Joey Bishop. And the waiter is Joe DiMaggio. They make the waiter because he was mean to Marilyn. You know, he beat Marilyn after her skirt blew up in the scene. That's a little known fact. He actually punched her. And she couldn't continue on the movie for a week and a half because of facial bruises. So there's all kinds of little cultural things. Like in the same way that the cartoon series Family Guy will interlace cultural references all through it. The Adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog does exactly that same thing, Rich.
Spike is incredibly talented, Bill, but the one thing that he was not cut out to do was to be a meteorologist. It didn't quite work out when he tried to do the weather.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what happens is in the book, the weatherman at the station decides he wants to host I Live With Ghosts to be on TV. Right. So he runs off, and Lombardo, who runs the station, he's a substitute weatherman. So they try out all the different people. So Bud, the talk show's master who owns Spike, and Spike try to do it. And Spike, it's called the Wonder Weather Bark. And all he has to do is one finger means bark. One, two marks means great weather. Two means, you know, mild clouds. Three means rainstorm. Four means this. And five barks in a row means, you know, abandoned town. We're going to be hit by a hurricane. And so Spike can't get it straight, and he starts barking like crazy, and people are calling the station, and they have to run ads saying, no, don't leave town. The weather's okay.
It's such a brilliant book. It is so funny. Spike is just such a tremendous character. The real Spike would be very proud of his fictional life in this book. And I have to ask, Bill, is there any chance at a sequel? Because there are some unresolved situations, yeah, even involving Spike's love life.
Yeah, well, his love life, Daisy. Yes, as a matter of fact, once I get finished book promotion, and by the way, I had no idea that I would be promoting this in the middle of a pandemic, when at least I can say, hey, if you get the book, it's going to help lighten the load of the pandemic. You know, there's a bit more purpose in my telling people about the book now. But once I get finished with this, I'm going to open up the old Aramac and begin on the title of the second book is going to be Spike Unleashed! Exclamation point. The Wonder Dog Returns. I'm basing the sort of like on the Tarzan series. The first Tarzan book was called Tarzan of the Apes. The second one was called The Return of Tarzan. It's better than the first one, the original Edgar Rice Burroughs books. So I love those books when I was 12 years old. So this, The Wonder Dog Returns. And a lot of stuff's going to be happening in that book. A lot. There are unresolved issues.
Well,
We'll see,
Bill, it's the funniest book I have read in a long, long time. Laughed out loud many, many times. Read through it in a night because I couldn't put it down. The Adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog. Get it? You're going to love it. Bill, it's such a treat for us to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us today.
Listen, you're kind. You were kind to read the book. I really, really appreciate that. God willing, someday we'll actually meet in person, or maybe I'll interview you. I'm working on a live internet series, so maybe we could do something where I will call you, interview you, and you can show us around Bangor.
That would
I'd
be
love
great
to come up there sometime. I've never been there.
I should also mention too that you've provided on your YouTube page some wonderful resources. Was it over 400 of the interviews that you've conducted through the years?
Yeah, this is it's free. I urge people to subscribe. It's called Bill Boggs, B-O-G-G-S TV. It's on YouTube. there's 465 interviews from the 15 television shows that I have hosted in my life, including shows that I am currently doing. I launched an at-home series called Trapped Live with Bill Boggs. So far, I've had Ann Hampton Callaway, Bobby Rydell, Dina Martin, Lisa Lampanelli, people I know. You know, it's easy to book them. Everybody's at home. Tomorrow, we're doing today is the 22nd anniversary of the death of the great Frank Sinatra, whom I knew and was privileged to interview for an hour, first time that was ever on a talk show. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, both on Bill Boggs TV on YouTube and on my Facebook thing, we're going to be doing a celebration of Sinatra with Tom Dreesen, his Frank's favorite comedian who opened for him for 10 years, Will Freewald, some clips of my interview with Sinatra. So we have a celebration of Sinatra, and then that will be on my YouTube channel in perpetuity 24/7. That's Bill Boggs TV on YouTube. I urge people to subscribe. That way they know when we put new things up. And the book, real simple, orderspike.com. Just go to orderspike.com.
You'll be glad you did. Bill Boggs, thank you so much for being with us today. Be well, and we hope to catch up with you again sometime.
Thank you, Rich. You're a very generous man. Have a great afternoon, and keep your guard up at all times.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Bill. Bill Boggs on Downtown.